Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit Ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest for Acme Markets. Spring is in full swing, which means it's time for spring cleaning. Don't worry. We've got everything you need to stock up on spring cleaning essentials because a clean home is a happy home. Shop in-store or online for spring cleaning favorites like Method All-Purpose Cleaner, Swiffer Heavy-Duty Mopping Cloths, Lysol Bathroom Cleaner, Scotch-Brite Sponges, and Clorox Disinfecting Wipes and Save. Offer ends April 22nd. Promotions may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit acmemarkets.com for more details.
Pulled his shirt off, triggered him.
Can we get that on the show? Because it'd be two numbers.
Do what?
It would do numbers if he, like, me too, Bert Kreischer.
I'll do it. I'll be too.
Like, speaking of Bert Kreischer, Rake was recently.
We don't talk about other people's business.
No, it's
we don't talk about other people's business.
You're right.
It's a talk show. It's like a talk show, like an anecdote thing, like where you say, oh, I was in Hawaii. Speaking of, you were in Hawaii.
I know
recently.
How anecdotes work. One of my dad's sister's an anecdote. An aunt, Lauren, excuse me.
Oh, she's an antidote.
Lauren, yeah.
What is she? She's the antidote for getting hard.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how, yeah.
You set out to get me and you got me. Don't get used to it.
What do you mean? That's not offensive Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast. Nick is out. He's with family. He's, but we're sending him as our thoughts. We love Nick. And to replace Nick, we couldn't have just one person. That's how much of a titan he is. So we got two. We got a fan favorite, Jordan Jensen, over here.
Hello.
And a fanny pack, Rick Glassman.
Oh, fucking, here he is.
And another...
You all right?
Yeah, I'm just like, I think you're like, you're just taller glasses Jew.
So you're a smaller glasses Jew. At least I had a fun pun.
But taller is better. What fun pun? What do you? What,
the fanny pack.
What do you borscht belts? Okay, fine.
No, I don't have a belt. I don't need one.
What's
I got
happening
a fanny pack.
Right now?
He's
is,
intimidated because.
What's happening right now?
Shh, tell us.
It's as if he got more nutrients in the, what do we call it?
No, it's genetics.
It's is it remind
My
me is it
tall.
Is it woo or womb? I never know when to use which.
It's the womb.
Right.
He would have maybe. Grown you know, to be this size.
It wasn't about nutrients. It was my father was 5'7".
And drinking heavily.
What do you mean drinking heavily?
Your mother.
No, she wasn't. She was a California mom. I breastfed until I was 16 years old.
California mom?
Yes, I'm incredibly
you were
healthy.
Breastfeeding Prosecco. Haven't you met a California mom?
No, my mom had... she
kombucha?
She had one nipple milk, one nipple chicken soup. That's how Jewish she was, you know. Okay, sorry, guys. It's my show, so let's show
that was
a little
good.
Respect.
Do Jews
like
chicken soup?
Oh yeah. I mean,
oh
it's coming out of a titty.
So do all of us. So do it's because you guys always think you're sick.
Oh my God, look at the myths on that.
So Rick, right towards me, we'll do.
So Rick, you're a problem on the court.
Oh, I thought a balloon was just let loose.
I mean, no, I'm not a problem on the court.
You're a wing slasher.
He's a little wing, he said. I don't know what that means, but he said he's
small forward.
Small forward.
Small forward.
Small forward. When we're playing with, you know, peers and like where 6'3" is tall enough
You're
to be
three.
A forward. I could play 6'2", 6'3".
So in a comedian pickup game, you're probably a power forward at that point.
No. It
you're
really depends
game?
On who's guarding me and who I'm guarding. I could be, but I like to slash to the hoop.
You know
you like to
who
slash.
I like to garden? Kale.
You like to garden kale or guard Kevin McHale?
I just am trying to do the puns, and you kind of infect my brain when I hang out
what
with you.
What do you say, garden?
I look at you as garden. Someone who is very infected. Is that why you keep coughing on me? Mm-hmm.
You're not. Don't start being a puns.
Well, it's hard. It rubs off on me.
We know what you are. You're like, oh, my cousin cum dumped on me last weekend. You're a truth teller.
I told you.
So did you?
You do. You get dirty.
Jordan, did you ride your motorcycle here today?
Yeah.
And when you ride a motorcycle, do you ride side saddle like a lady or
you can't ride side saddle
or slut style?
You can't ride side saddle when you're by yourself, can you?
Slattle.
Leave well, I think a lady, well, she is a
the one that you said talks about being a cum dumpster?
No, I think a lady is supposed to ride a side saddle.
I broke my knuckle the other day. I punched my motorcycle, punched it right down. I was angry. I was
you
on the phone.
You punched the machine?
Mm-hmm.
While
I was on the phone
driving?
And I went, fuck you. And then I went to throw my phone, and instead of throwing the phone, I went, better idea, and punched the motorcycle.
Oh
I lost my,
God.
My temper. And now there's a big dent in my can.
You're so badass.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
I did drop my motorcycle on me the other day at the cellar, just slowly, because my kickstand wasn't down. A man ran over, picked it off me, and then I ran over to the Fat Black, and Sam Morril and Derek Gaines were like, ah, and I was like, why didn't you help me, friends? And they're like, yeah, you had it. And I was like, I was pinned under it for a couple minutes there. And they're like, yeah, I got it.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, comedy, hanging out with friends all day, it's the best.
So good. Wait, so you live in Los Angeles? What are you doing in town?
Visiting my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Good job.
Okay, great. Next subject. So it's great to have you back.
Good
You're
to be back.
You're a big fan favorite. What have you been up to recently?
I've been doing the pod with Ian, being Ian with Jordan.
How's that going?
It's going good.
I saw Ian recently. It was very nice.
He's the best.
And you have a podcast yourself?
It's called Take Your Shoes Off.
And then Take Your Pants Off.
Okay.
And then sit on this casting couch?
Yeah.
And then sit on this dick.
And do you want to be in Hollywood?
Can't get, yeah.
Yeah.
Do that with your fingers more. Yeah.
Has anyone had like a POV style podcast? You know how they do in like pornography where you don't see the fella?
That's very scary. I want that for the motorcycle.
I don't like it. It's very voyeuristic.
But I can never show people how pretty it is driving over the bridge because I can't stop on the bridge.
And I'll never know what it's like to be a mother, but I do understand empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still paint a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what it's like. I mean, your job is as a storyteller. Tell us how beautiful it is.
Well, if I had the cameras, it would be easier to do that, don't you think?
Well, if I had a calculator, I wouldn't, you know.
But you'll never know what it's like to be a mother. But if I put on glasses while I was
but I still won't know
shoving
what it's like.
A baby out, you'll get it.
You put those glasses on the baby coming out.
Haven't you ever?
You got yourself.
That's what I mean.
You might be a redneck.
I'm not a mother yet, but I was almost a mother the other day. I had to take Plan B. Guess who helped me through that?
He paid $40 for
no,
it for you?
No, but he talked me up to a... he talked...
Which, yeah. Ironically
you
enough...
You wanted to keep it?
No, I took the Plan B, and then the next day, brand new friend, calls me and says, just checking in. How's that Plan B taken? And I said, thank you for asking. I've been barfing.
Because he busted inside?
Not him, but a different guy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
I've since gotten the nickname Plan... Well, I think that I haven't figured out the dynamic yet for us not to talk over each other. It's tough with three, and I don't know you yet.
It is tough with three.
Just talk over.
We're kind of relaxing into it.
Yeah.
Should we restart?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I do this thing again?
Now we still don't know who's talking. I think we've been doing
Adam cut.
No.
Adam, cut.
No. Adam, don't do it. Leave it.
Adam, cut.
No, keep him going.
No, you guys do the fucking show. Keep it going.
Adam, cut.
Adam, cut.
Anyway, should we take our shoes off?
How you run a show. Jordan, so how's the podcast been?
It's been going really good. Today we had on...
I'm sorry. Talk to me about your podcast.
You just fell asleep while I was telling you about it.
Because that's a boring question. You want an exciting question?
I do.
You ask this.
Show me what an exciting.
Tell me something that you are ashamed of that you haven't told anybody
in
the past year.
One time, I pooped in a toilet. It wouldn't go down, so I took it out with a plastic bag and I threw it out the window.
Really? Where were you? You're covering my shot, sweetheart. Where were you?
I was at my ex-boyfriend's house.
At the time, it was a boyfriend?
Yes. I was meeting his parents for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I pooped. And it was one of these issues. And I was running out of
the log was this way and it wouldn't flush down the hole?
It was a magic. You've never had that? The magic won't go down?
Wait, are you saying it was a big log that it wouldn't go down the hole?
It wasn't that big.
But wait a minute, it was at the wrong angle.
Yeah.
So if you were willing to take it out to put it in a bag, why not just take it out and fit it into the hole?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question.
That's crazy. That's like you're scared of a spider. Instead of picking it up and letting it outside, you pick it up, you don't know what to do, and you put it in your mouth.
Very, very good question. It's a very good question. There's a possibility.
Let's get this going.
Wait, has this not been going?
We're still rolling.
Do you want to sit in the middle?
Yeah, I'll sit in the middle. No, we are adjusting to a new dynamic, and,
We can let people see how it gets there, right?
Yeah.
I don't like to be manipulative.
No, you're a good guy.
See?
Insincere.
I'm not insincere. Do people think I'm a dick?
No, it's French. It means you're in the center.
Insincere. Right.
Are you drinking beer?
Yeah, I thought this would, I'm nervous around him. He's so handsome.
And tall. You're also very handsome.
You.
My friend the other day, guess who?
Lesbian?
Yes.
I'm really getting in with the community.
She said you were hot.
I went to the cubby hole.
Is that what that lesbian's called, a vagina?
No, it is the last lesbian bar in New York City.
No, so Ginger's. Yes. Is Ginger's closed?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
We don't want them in our...
What about Woods? They just have gay night. Cubby hole is where I picked up a stalker woman who was obsessed with me. If you can believe it.
All right. Hello, Hello and welcome.
Are you the girl that picked up the shit and threw it out the window instead of putting it down the hole?
I really did. I threw it out the window.
Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. I'm Adam Friedland. Nick is out this week. He's dealing with some family stuff. And Nick, you are in our thoughts and prayers.
Your hair is good. Stacking nicely.
I put on Nick's jacket so I could feel more like...
Could you do me a favor? When you blow that, I'm not making a joke of this. Would you blow it not this way? Thank you.
Sure. He's real about it. He makes his girlfriend blow it out the window like she's a dog.
I make her?
You force her by hand.
Is that like a power play?
I've seen it.
I set strong boundaries. I don't force people to...
You know what?
Strong boundaries. That's what they said about... What's his name? The actor. He's like, boundaries are you're not allowed to be on Instagram.
Yeah, my boundaries are you have to be with me.
My boundaries are you have to be my girlfriend.
But Rick is very good at boundaries. I have learned boundaries. You know what I do with Ian? I get up and he goes, I'll walk you outside. And I go, boundaries. And he goes, yep. And he sits back down onto the couch.
Yeah, because he's like, she's about to me too.
No, just because I'm learning boundaries and he's in
But it sounds
therapy.
Like a woman's about to accuse.
Is that what it feels like? Yeah, you're right.
If you say boundaries, it's like, oh, I'm not touching.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jordan, you rode your motorcycle here today.
I did.
Yeah, did you ride side saddle or
Reverse
did you ride dyke style?
Dyke style.
I don't know what's going on here with your style and what balls are in the air. The first whatever many minutes, is that staying in? Because if it's not in, I have to redo the fanny pack bit.
It is. Okay. It's not in, so we can redo the fanny
pack.
No, it is in, and I'm not going to do it twice.
When you came in today, and I appreciated this, you encouraged us to do more of a deconstruction of the podcast, the video podcast format, and I think it was a good note.
Don't do it too much, because that's kind of my brand on the Take Your Shoes Off podcast. You do your thing, very fun, Dick Cavett talk show. Cameras.
This is just a podcast. So we could do this.
Yeah, and my thing is more like we also do a lot of editing, but it's more deconstructive and funny.
No, we don't edit this. This is we just have to sell ads on this. So
wait a minute. All these camera switches that you're doing when I'm going like this and it's not there, you're not going to look over and post and make it. We just missed it, right?
We just missed it.
You guys just like ATEMs live switching. It. There it is.
Are you live switching in there, Adam?
Yeah.
You're on
when it's a red light.
It's on me now.
That's funny that you said
make
on you.
Make it on me. Make it on me. Wow.
No, that's a wide.
That's
make
the
it
wide.
On
I'm
Rick.
On me.
Oh, wow.
But this is a two
Let's
shot.
Let's make his life a nightmare.
Is this a
Let's
two
go
shot?
Back and forth.
Yeah, it's a two shot. I learned as I'm an actor, and I always watch when playback where I can or where stand-ins are coming in so you know the shot, because knowing your shot doesn't only offer making sure you have confidence in where you are and what it's supposed to be. It also allows you to be in a place where Are we tight? Because if we're tight, and say that.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Say that you just lost a lot of money. Here, go on me for a sec. Say you just lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Say that to me. And if we're tight, let me show you how I would react to that.
Oh, not. It's not. Let's say you lost a lot of money. You're like, Adam, I'd like you to say.
Right. So
okay. Okay.
Say, we'll say why. Adam, tell me that you're sad because you lost a lot of money in a little further away shot.
Mm. I'm sad because I lost a lot of money.
Oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's good acting.
You're wrong. Stop for 1 second. Go closer.
I'll show you good acting.
But let me make my point before you show me good acting.
Okay, do your thing.
Now let me show you tight. Now say it again.
Rick, I'm pretty sad because I just lost a lot of money.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's not good acting, and I'll show you good acting.
Okay.
I want to try next.
No, reverse. Now you tell me.
I know how it works.
Okay. Go on, Rick. His camera.
Let me show you good acting by the way I asked you.
Show me a good acting of that.
Can I try next?
Yes, you can try next. But now I'm trying to show him good acting.
Okay.
So to him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not in a
good
mood.
No, I was saying that was a directing to Adam. Adam to him. And you action from off camera. So Adam, tell us when you're set.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just in a bad mood.
Why?
I just lost so much money.
So you, okay, as an actor, you have to know where the camera is, and...
I'm three steps ahead of you, bud.
People can't see...
Look in your back pocket.
Are you a magician? My back pocket? It's a wallet. There you go. That's my wallet.
Now, something you might not understand is when somebody plays a game where they say they're upset because they don't have any money.
Make sure to read all the numbers on all the cards.
I held. Yeah. I held.
You held. No.
I held. I was aware that I held.
Yeah, you held.
But the point of this
Shoot
is...
Shoot
at you. How could you tell? The point is I'm not so sad anymore.
That's my business debit.
And I could see business is good. What does this cost you a month? This is such
studio?
A cool setup. Yeah.
The
not
room.
The space itself, not the personnel.
The space?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, can we stop for 1 second? Shit.
You forgot to take your plan B.
Fuck. I just lost a lot of money.
Oh, she got both of us.
No, she didn't. I was actually.
She got both of
I
us.
I wanted to come back to show that
she
I was pulling out the card.
I saw it in your eyes.
Don't show the cameras.
Okay.
What did you see
it
in our eyes?
5, 6. I saw in your eyes that you knew.
This guy's really fucking smart.
Name any two numbers.
Okay.
Go.
20 and 3.
Heard of them. It's a little joke. I've done it before. Sometimes I repeat jokes.
You've heard of the numbers.
Yeah.
This feels like a fucked up game of ping pong.
Say that anymore.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the two of us's meeting each other in the wild. What we're doing...
It's crazy.
We're like two
it's
dogs.
Coastal.
We're
it's
like
coastal
two dogs
people.
Sniffing each other's asses at the dog park. We're like feeling each
yeah.
other out. And then we're deciding which one is going to hump
Can
the
Can I tell
other
you
one.
Something? I feel like
we are going
you're
to
coastal
fuck.
Versions of each other.
I could be
no,
in very New York.
From the Midwest. I'm from Las Vegas.
You can't be New York.
Oh, really? Why don't you tell that to my fist, bitch?
That is New York. They do be saying that. They do
sorry?
Be saying that.
Are you a little sorry?
Hey, sweetheart, where are your tits running down my pants?
I could be LA.
You seem LA to me, though.
Okay, can I try?
Sure.
I got fingered. I was fingered at Coachella.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty LA.
I got fingered by Mr. Beast at Coachella.
Isn't that pretty good? They do be saying that, no?
I don't know. I don't meet many people. I kind of just podcast in LA.
I feel like LA is this.
You don't hang out with anyone.
Not if we're not podcasting.
You only hang out with your girlfriend.
Or people I podcast with. Jordan, you go ahead. Sorry, it's just there's two men and sometimes
sorry,
you have to
sorry,
make
sorry,
space
sorry,
for
sorry,
the
sorry.
Women.
All right, anyway, what do you
go
think?
Go ahead, sir.
What do you think about that hole? Let's hear what this whole.
I just think LA is constantly mm-hmm. telling a lie to a fault, and New York is constantly telling a truth to a fault.
There's interesting take.
There are differences between New York and
what
LA.
What an interesting take. You know what I've noticed? I would rather be in New York when someone tells it to me straight, but at least I know it's authentic, than be in LA and someone's real nice to me, but behind my back they say I got a little fucking cock. Newsflash for you. Nobody cares because the coasts are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. They're fucking the top 1% mm-hmm. blue fascist cum dumpsters, not in touch with what real Americans are doing. Mm-hmm. Real Americans aren't worried about what kind of kid implants I should get or what type of real Americans care about what type of beer you drink.
No, it's trans.
Take
they don't
want to
have
that.
They don't want to have it. It's trans. Bud Light. Real Americans don't want that.
But you know what?
I'm drinking it for the trans.
I don't think that's real. I think it's those loud Americans that say that real Americans don't want it.
The silent majority is what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the loud minority.
But you're saying this, the silent majority.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Hey, in the comments, if you don't care what kind of beer you drink, listen.
They don't say stuff like that in the comments. They're just going to make fun of your appearance.
No, they're going to make fun of me.
As well.
No, they hate me too much to even think about it.
Why do they watch really? You then? Is it like what they, in Howard Stern, where the people that watch hate watch even more?
Yeah, I'm like the Beetlejuice of the Adam Friedland show.
You don't like Beetlejuice?
No, but I am like of the Adam Friedland show universe.
Beetlejuice
Beetlejuice Green.
Oh.
Well, you thought I was talking about Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice?
No, we're talking about on WE.
She doesn't know anything.
I don't know.
I think you know things. Check your back pocket.
There's nothing in it.
Check it again.
Still nothing. Sorry.
You're really good at yes-anding.
Really?
Yeah.
She did improv.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I did not.
She took down the UCB with accusations, actually.
Against me.
Like I'm having
a crazy acid
now.
Trip.
Yeah, it just kicked in for you, huh?
Yeah.
I've been having a blast this whole time.
Yeah, my
I do wish the water wasn't an ice block. This does feel like a cruel joke.
It's kind of like once the water calms down, that's when we know we're getting into the groove of the pod.
I'm sorry about that.
What have you guys been doing here? You guys have been having Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye and stuff?
We didn't have Bill Nye.
Well, that's a mistake.
Why not?
He's amazing.
I want one scientist and move on, new thing.
Well, then should I leave?
He's a scientist.
This is the podcast. We don't care. It's just.
Are you a fan of 300, the movie 300?
No, it's gay.
Because you just delivered it the same way he says this is Sparta.
This is Sparta.
Yeah.
Like a brat.
Like if you were
this
if you were
Sparta.
A hero.
This is Sparta.
Did it hurt when you got your ear pierced?
Did it hurt when you fell from fucking heaven and I fell in love with you?
He falls in love really easy.
Did it hurt when you got your ear pierced?
Did it hurt when it was two punches, my fist to your...
Two
hits, yeah. My fist.
And you, and my fist on your face, and then your face on the ground.
The face on the ground.
Yeah,
sorry,
good job.
I fucked that up.
That's a good yes and.
Well, I just wanted to know if it hurt when he got his ear pierced.
When he pierced it with a...
They said I was the bravest boy they've ever seen.
How old were you when you got your ear pierced?
I was an adult man.
How old?
I got my ear pierced the day that I quit my last job because the Patreon of Cumtown was doing well enough for me to... just live off comedy.
Are you embarrassed right now?
Yeah, it's...
Because I'm really asking you. You seem literally embarrassed right now.
Because when I got my ear pierced, I got laughed at by my friends.
Is it on the gay side?
No, it's not on the gay
okay,
ear.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Why would I have it on the gay ear? I walk around Chelsea just getting touched.
I walk around Chelsea
that's
getting
not,
touched.
That's not how it works, first of all. Gay people just don't look at what
yes,
kind of...
Yes, they do.
No.
They touch without asking.
But they don't just look at your ear and go like, oh, it's on the right ear, I'm going to touch your butt. That's not how it works. Straight guys touch girls. Not all straight guys. Not all gay guys or gay women touch other gay people.
No straight guys touch me.
I said touch girls.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, touch girls.
Not ladies.
Not lumbermen.
I was throwing the football with my dad recently.
The old pigskin?
Yeah.
Your dad looks a lot like you. I know it's the other way around.
Can I see a picture of your dad? I just want to know whose dad is hotter.
My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad's stunning.
He's a smoke?
Yeah.
And your dad's fucking gross. So the football...
His dad has an accent. You want to guess what it is? See if you can guess it.
Guess.
Well, tell me where he's from first.
Cheetah.
Cheetah, Africa, South African. South African? Is he South African?
fuck off. What was that?
I swear to God, I didn't tell him.
No, he knew.
Yeah, I heard your name. People comment on my podcast all
the
time. He
said cheetah, which brought him to South Africa.
How the fuck did he do that?
And you...
Because he went to Africa and then
he knew. He's the biggest fan in the world. He already knew.
There's no way.
There's no way. No,
did you already know?
He can't lie. He's autistic.
Yeah, he lies all the time. Constantly.
Well, when I go to sleep.
My father would be so much prouder of me as a comedian if I did that kind of stuff.
This?
No.
You can do it.
I lie when I go to sleep. Like, maybe that's the kind of stuff he likes.
You'd have such a different life, though.
You sleep standing?
No, like, no.
What are you, a vampire?
It's not about my sleep. No, it's about this.
It's not about my sleep!
Yeah, it's kind of a Jewish style, no?
That was a vampire. That was Dracula.
The Transylvanian accent, to me, was always sounded borscht belt
Jewish.
Well,
it's Eastern European.
Whoa.
Maybe.
It always sounded like Jewish to me. And I think it was coded anti-Semitism.
I think it is.
Because they want people to think that we're vampiric and that we run the banks.
Vampiric.
Because you're pale and
what
you can't go
good,
in the sun.
Good big word, vampiric.
I'm scared.
Vampiric sounds like some like one of the names of one of the bad guys in Legally Blonde who went to the, you know, the prep schools. Is he one of the vampirics?
Oh.
Pretty true. I really don't think you knew your dad was South African.
You didn't know my dad was South African.
No.
He went cheetah and then he went to Africa and then he was like, he's not black, so he went South Africa.
I said that's cheating.
Cheating, and he went cheetah.
But that's not real. That's not how things work.
That's how I watched his brain work that way.
No, he knew.
Tell us the truth.
He had to
know.
Every time there's a white hat on your knee, you have to tell the
truth. Angel gets its wings. I mean, what is it? A birthday party?
That has to be a cheating.
You said cheating.
He lies all the time.
When have you heard me lie?
He lies. He does the insincere thing. He does the same thing that you and goddamn.
I have just met you guys. I just met you. I don't do what you do.
Yes.
I do my own thing.
You all say things that are insincere, and it takes the guesswork out of what's
insecure. And
I'm
not insecure. Onto other people.
I'm not insecure.
Because when I say to you,
get over it. We gave you the right to vote.
Yes.
That's not my brand. I don't do that kind of stuff.
You said she wasn't a girl just now.
I said she was a lady.
What does that mean?
You're
implying that she's nasty.
No, what I was doing is I was offering the audience an opportunity to drive with me left, and then when they look in the rearview mirror, they say Glassman turned right. That's why they call me Right Glassman.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Where are these balloons coming from?
They're not balloons. They're fruit flies because there's a trash somewhere that we haven't found.
Well, then, newsflash.
He doesn't think the fruit flies are balloons.
He thinks they're balloons?
He's talking about my laugh sounds like a balloon.
Deflating.
Oh, you have that. Okay, now, sorry, I was confused.
Adam's used to it because he makes me laugh so much.
When the movie...
You guys are good friends?
When the movie with...
Samuel L. Jackson?
Unbreakable? Yeah.
Yeah, because of the glass.
And Samuel L. Jackson was in the wheelchair, you were like...
That's when my podcast number started going up.
Really?
I got a big bump from that, yeah.
His name was Mr. Glass?
When that movie came out. Yeah, and
then when it came back out on Blu-ray, I got another bump.
You got a huge...
Speaking of bump, how's Plan C?
What's Plan C?
When you...
You have a pregnancy fetish?
No, I've never been pregnant.
I thought that you have a breeding fetish, you told me last time I talked to you.
No, I don't have a breeding fetish. I have a breathing fetish.
What is that? You like people who breathe? Everyone does. So you'll fuck anything?
I like people who breathe heavily close to my face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I told you this in confidence. That, I'm wet.
You like that nerd style breathing?
Yes.
You like like the wheelchair kid in Malcolm in the Middle style breathing?
Oh, like in Doug, Stinky.
No, the wheelchair kid.
No, Stinky who's like, and Hey Arnold.
In Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
Who's like.
I try and keep it away from kids because it gets a little. My autistic cousin had to be stopped from watching Asian midget porn by his bro father, my uncle. He's like probably 25.
Did you get those switches when I was making
and his dad is a bro.
It's all about you. We're having a nice conversation about her freak cousin. Okay.
And he caught his son looking up midget Asian porn like obsessively.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me about it. He was like, why can't it just be Asian or midget? Why does it have to be Asian midget? Is he a pedophile? What's wrong with this kid?
But why can't he just like what he likes?
I think he drew the line. I think my uncle drew the line because he saw it going into pedophilia. The pedophilic layer, if you will.
I think that's kind of harsh to dwarfs to assume that people that kids. Like them.
I didn't say dwarfs. I said little. I said midgets, and I said Asian midgets.
These days.
No, dwarfs and dwarfs.
How is dwarfs okay?
I agree with you. Okay, it's little people.
No, I think dwarf is allowed.
Dwarfism is the scientific term, and it's still
like
used.
That's like being like a troll.
Yeah, but so is the R word.
But it's not still used anymore.
The R word was.
But it's not used anymore. But it's not used anymore. Dwarf is still used.
Retardant. It's a word.
Like dwarf flame is still retardant.
Used. Yes, which.
Yeah. Which you can't say are. Anymore oh, these so, days.
Not at all.
Oh my God.
I got
God.
Dragged for saying I liked Down syndrome people. Dragged.
Are you allowed to say dragged?
I can say dragged because I am.
You're a man dressed as a diva?
I'm a man dressed as a woman dressed
doing
as a man.
Doing a lip sync to Donna Summer?
I don't know who Donna Summer is.
No way.
You better get on to the going if you want to find your way. Better get on the going if you want to find your way. And we go big time, the rhythm's up. Big time, the rhythm goes. Big time, the rhythm plays when the rhythm always knows. Do you like Gloria Gaynor?
I don't know who that is.
I Will Survive.
Sure, yeah, that's a good song.
From The Replacements.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
I thought that
you got called up to the league. You made that up. It was a lie.
No.
What does it mean when you get called up to the league?
I had a 10-day contract with the Cavs.
You were D1?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you play?
Kent State.
What happened? Why'd you
stop? You weren't there when it was the in Ohio. That you know that Neil Young song?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I went there.
Yeah. Was everyone bumping that at like beer pong tables and stuff?
I didn't drink. I woke up early, I would go to the gym, I would go to class, I would go back to the gym.
You were a hooper.
Yeah. And
your life was ball.
All I did was play ball, lift weights, and occasionally fuck chicks.
Yeah.
No comedy.
No, fuck that. The only thing that was funny was how quick I made these girls come.
Really?
Yeah.
Every girl you fucked is premature ejaculator?
No, but a lot of them. Could you blow it the other way?
So, apologize, dude. I was
engrossed.
Engrossed.
Yeah. You seem like a sad dragon when you do that.
It's not cool. It's not cool
it
to
sucks.
Do it.
But
you stopped?
I think that's a cool looking machine. Show the camera your cool machine. I think that's really
had
for
one?
Kids. No, he took mine.
Oh.
And he was too alpha for me to ask for a bet. You cut that. Gins. Timestamp.
35. Sorry.
Okay, 35.
Is that real?
Yeah, because they don't know the new guest. Okay. Where's
my phone? I thought you were cutting out that you would refer to somebody as too alpha.
No,
he's too alpha. He hates when I say that about him.
I alphaed him the entire time. You weren't watching that interview?
Oh, you mean the interview that you had us watch warming up
Shut
before
up.
Coming
That's
in?
Mean. That's mean.
What?
I was excited about it to show my friends, and he was hating it. He was like, pause. They left the room. They came
well,
back.
I mean, after the first 8 minutes.
He left the room to fart, to be fair.
I did leave the room to fart.
That was before we started.
And
no, it wasn't.
I'll never show you anything again that I'm excited about, and I want to show
That's
my friends.
That's what my mom does.
Yeah.
With what?
You know
she shows
what?
You a new bush?
No, if your feelings
it's
are hurt, instead
bush.
Of trying to find
My
a way to have the conversation
hurt.
About how your feelings can feel better, you're like, fuck it, I don't care, I don't want to show
Today's
you anything ever again.
Video is
My
sponsored.
Mom does that.
I remember.
What do we call that?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with the iHeart Music Awards and David's Bridal.
Who are sponsoring this podcast, and we are so grateful to them.
Thank you for finishing my sentence. And we are here with our favorites, Dotton and Charity.
Where were you in bikinis in the snow?
Montana.
Okay, she flew out and joined you guys.
Yeah. Isn't it cold?
No, it was.
Well, yeah, it's bikinis in the snow.
We risk getting hypothermia for those photos.
Wow.
They were sick though.
I don't get bikinis in the snow.
It's like an aesthetic. Little,
yeah,
I don't
thank
know.
You.
If him and I did that, if we did like Speedos in the snow, you guys would be like douchebags. Like,
no, I wouldn't.
Well, Speedos
would
in the snow would be
oh,
hilarious.
Really?
I would be like, let's see it. Come on. I would not complain. I'd beg
first,
him
folks.
To do stuff like that. He's like, no.
That's going to be the name of this podcast episode, Bachelor Happy Hour Speedos in the Snow.
David's Bridal, if you're listening.
With David's Bridal.
You
make
it happen. Sponsored by branding a little
sponsored
bit.
Sponsored by David's Bridal. Speedos in the Snow.
Room wear.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest for Acme Markets. Spring is in full swing, which means it's time for spring cleaning. Don't worry.
We've got everything you need to stock up on spring cleaning essentials because a clean home is a happy home. Shop in-store or online for spring cleaning favorites like Method All-Purpose Cleaner, Swiffer Heavy-Duty Mopping Cloths, Lysol Bathroom Cleaner, Scotch-Brite Sponges, and Clorox Disinfecting Wipes and Save. Offer ends April 22nd. Promotions may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit acmemarkets.com for more details.
Do the thing where you try and say everything I'm going to say as I'm saying it. Can you do it? Please?
Oh, they did that. They remember that SNL sketch where they're making up songs together? Yeah, yeah, it was funny.
He's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
He also can freestyle.
Are you a rapper? You have bars?
Adam's girlfriend has huge tits.
Yeah, but
you can hoop and you have bars?
Yeah, well, you guys freestyle, don't you?
Bring us out a bar over 30 minutes.
Over here?
That was a callback.
I know your waters are freeze styles.
You can't beckon the cameras to you.
You have to, because they don't do it in post.
It's not up to you.
Yeah, but yes, and he even been talking to me, and when I asked a question, he flickered between cameras to say yes. It's brilliant.
No way.
The camera
loves. Is that true? Yes or no?
The camera loves.
Whoa.
I've been having fun over here, but we miss some stuff.
We're having fun.
We miss some stuff.
Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, what was it? So you can freestyle?
This is going to sound super corny. I do freestyle sometimes, but it's not like a skill that I could just do. It's whenever I have something to say, it's able to come out of me that way. Mm-hmm.
You need to have something to say, and that's what hip-hop
is all
about.
That's how I feel as an artist, yeah,
honestly.
That's
what hip-hop is all about. Yeah, you know, if you have nothing to say, then you can't rap.
Yeah, you know, I'd say if you have nothing to say, I would say that is a rap. I'm serious, because it's like it's over.
Yeah. It's a rap.
Yeah, it's a rap.
My dad would be so proud of me if that was the...
We can
I was
figure
doing
you mean
stuff.
Your Instead pap?
No, my father.
Because we don't fuck around when we say no, cat.
Wow.
But we hesitate for a moment. We could put on our hat because the draps don't meet the taps unless we push each other back. Never stop underestimating a situation where you speak to live inside your own mind. Draps.
Yeah, what are draps?
That's not a word. You can't just make up
words. Yeah, drap. Well, dapping someone is here and drapping is to be like this.
A double dap?
Well, it doesn't have to be double. It could be just a drap. Dap. Drap. No cat. First base.
Drap. He made up drap.
No, I didn't make up drap.
Drap?
Yeah. To drap somebody. You give them draps.
Look at me. Are you lying? There's no such thing as drap. Okay.
Yeah. And there's also no such thing as halfway crooks.
I learned that from 8 Mile. I didn't know it before 8 Mile.
I think it's Mobb Deep.
No, but I learned about in 8 Mile because there ain't no such thing as, play crook. And everyone knew it. And I'm like, what is that from?
Halfway crooks. Yeah, it's from the infamous, it's a great album.
One Pac, two Pac, three Pac, none. He's Pac, your Pac, their Pac, none. Or what was it? One. Oh, it's five Pac, four Pac, three Pac, one.
What is this from?
Your Pac, he's Pac, your, no Pacs. None.
What was that? Green Eggs and Ham. That's
no,
what doing.
No, that's eight, the end of 8 Mile. Mm. I am white. I am a fucking bum. I do live in a trailer with my mum.
Yeah, he said British style.
He goes British?
Yeah, mum.
Wow.
Yeah, poetic license sometimes allows for that, like draps.
Like?
Yeah, but that's, mum is the accurate usage.
Drap.
I've heard mum before. I haven't heard draps.
Yeah.
You will?
I will now.
I'll say it. You can't just make up
them. I'll say it now.
I actually rap in the upcoming episode of the Adam Friedland Show with our celebrity guest.
Are you good at it?
I'm incredible.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Maybe you two should work together on a rap. Ready? I would like it to be about Haribo gummy bears specifically. Go.
These walls are nice and thick. Psych, they too ply. I eat these things like I eat red bars unless it's made from yellow five. Has bros, no bro. You dap trap. Nothing on the back rhythm unless you clap that ass.
Mm-hmm.
Chin scratch, lip grab, titty bounce.
Drap. Attack.
As a drag.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you ain't got things, then old play crook.
Yeah.
You still haven't said anything about the gummy bears. You fuck?
Well, I did talk about like all red dye and yellow five.
Yes. All right,
that's why I don't eat
we're
those.
We're siphing. So can I siphe?
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't know we were really doing that.
What's a siphe?
You wouldn't get it.
A siphe is where you go around. You're at freestyle club. You're in freestyle club.
Yeah.
You're in 10th grade.
Yeah.
You're with all the kids in freestyle club
so
and you siphe.
I'm sorry.
Terrible sound.
Yes, I wasn't. I was just trying to get some water.
Let me see. Ugh. I always freeze up. I'm an incredible rapper, but I freeze up around other people. It's like a problem.
Okay.
You sound like Will Ferrell in in Step Brothers, you know, when he's like, he has a voice of an angel. He's like, I can't. I
don't. Yeah, but I freeze up.
And he's just making fun of that kind of person. Yeah. And you're like, really?
But I really am one of those.
Okay. Really, you're saying that as a thing.
Okay. Let me No. Okay.
Now want me to do that?
You want to do like an 808? Yeah, do it. Do it.
Oh, I know things too. I'll do like a 476.
No, it's a 476.
No, do it. No, I like that. I know you were doing fresh and clean just now. No, do fresh and clean for me. It was the first one. No, I don't think that's fresh and clean. Okay, acapella Midwest style, no sound, no music.
Acapella means with ice cream.
Gotcha.
And let me tell you about my mom, a crib. She always cooking it up. We play video games and shit. I froze up again. I'm sorry.
It's a nerve-wracking thing to do. I do understand.
It's really hard.
That's why I was saying, like, I really only do it if I have something to say.
Let me tell you about my mom, a crib.
You're doing the same thing. Something you have written.
Well, because it's the hook.
So you had this already.
So you can do the hook a lot. Yeah, I'm starting on the hook. It's like Dancing Queen by ABBA. You know they start on the chorus.
We gotta dance it. Do they start with that?
Yeah, it's the only
song. It's the only ABBA song that starts with the chorus.
It's the only song, I think, that starts with the chorus ever, of all time ever.
Really?
Yeah, they start with You Can Dance.
What about Hey Now, You're an All-Star?
That's not ABBA.
You're right, that's Smash
Mouth.
She
doesn't know anything.
Smash Mouth. And he doesn't start with that. He starts with
One fist hits smash your mouth, and one smashes the ground.
Have you ever, has your mom ever brought a new lady friend home that looks like the guy from Smash Mouth?
No, because she goes for femmes, but my mom is the guy from Smash Mouth.
Your mom's like a Guy Fieri style?
Yeah.
She is.
Bandana this way?
Really?
Yeah.
Does she drive convertibles?
And yell out the window? She drives tractors.
Does your
big
mom,
ones.
Does your
I
mom,
guess it's a convertible.
Wait. Good question.
Yeah.
Does your mom ever go downtown, do a little munchie, and then go, that's a rock star bite, like Fieri?
I think what he's asking is your mom ever...
You connected two of them together.
Like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. She's like, that's a rock star bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that?
Cut to the video of my mom doing that everybody knows about.
What format, dude? Hanging out, having fun?
No, because we don't have headphones, and there's like little quick things. And I do too many of them, I know that. Like there's.
Oh, you're that style autistic?
I swallow a lot of them.
Where you have to have headphones on, you're walking on the street?
No. Just that we can't hear each other well enough, and like...
Are you autistic? Because you don't have the autistic
he
butt.
He is. He said he was.
It's
a spectrum.
Oh, okay. I don't want to have to have autistic conversations on podcasts
You've been doing that. Oh, is that... You don't want to be the identity thing.
This is what Adam does. If you tell him that you're something, he obsesses about it. Like, my friend is
anything.
A lesbian.
He asked if I was because I farted.
I said
okay,
Adam.
No.
I just don't want to have to make a meal out of this.
This is a compliment. But prior to the episode, you said... Do I fart in this room or in the room next door? And I was like, yeah, I'm going next door. But then I looked at Jordan and I said, is he autistic? Because the way I think I would do it, which to me means like you were...
you both have to be
You were
autistic.
Transparent to a fault, right?
Transparent? Is that a mom that becomes a dad?
It's it's the Amazon original series Jeffrey Tambor Becomes a Lady.
Who got me tued for...
For transparenting too hard.
Right.
Yeah. What the way I my fart policy.
What's in that box?
Is that you haven't been watching the Adam Friedland show then.
I have not. What's in there?
Because that was an integral part
didn't
of the
Didn't you show her all your
episodes
before we filmed?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, maybe your friends should support you. Anyway, so the
But what is in that box?
My fart policy is you fart and you pretend as if you didn't, and then when someone smells it, you lie. Right?
But then expect the same from other people.
No. So when you said it that way, I was like, that's very courteous, in fact. But that would not be kind of a natural response for me. And then I asked, perhaps he is on the autism spectrum. So
I have friends and family, and we fart, and it's very casual, and it's fine, and it's funny.
Then there's some people like,
what the fuck? I was just seeing what kind of house this is.
What if I said... Please fart.
You said if you
what do you mean? I would be like, please.
Well, if you
no,
were
who would do that? What kind of freak?
If you said I have to fart, I would say like, okay. Some people might be like, oh, go over there.
Yeah, no one wants to smell a fart.
I don't care. But if you had to fart now, I wouldn't say go fart over there.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, he's lying. That's a bald-faced lie.
I think you would
lie.
Make...
If we're filming if I said I'm about to fart,
unless you were like some sort of like BDSM, like basement of German like sex club.
BDSM, that... BGSC?
What
Big
does that mean?
Big gaping fart? What?
What's BGSC?
Big German...
sex club.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. If you were like, unless you're that kind of person where you're like, oh, I like... when he does the shiza in my face, like,
yeah,
anyone other than that would be like, no, I don't want to smell a fart.
On my podcast, we fart into the microphone. Rick set that precedent, actually.
No, actually, Stavros did it on Cumtown for 7 years.
Well, on our podcast.
Sorry.
It wasn't my thing.
I must have taken it from him.
I didn't like it when he did it, actually.
Have you ever heard a fart into a microphone that's being amplified?
Have you ever farted?
Could you just answer my question? You did the same thing with the earrings. Yes, Let's answer my questions.
Yes, yes.
And you don't think that's funny?
No, it's
hearing
not,
it in a microphone?
It doesn't hit enough. Here's what's funny, right?
Oh, I'm excited to learn.
Okay. Have you ever farted into your cell phone while Shazam is on and found a new U2 song that you've never heard before?
I like that joke.
Yeah.
I like that joke.
It was good. That wasn't bad.
I liked it, yeah.
That wasn't bad. Shazam and a fart, and then you find a new U2 song.
Yeah,
heard.
Great. Say it again.
Remember
you know
when
what? Next time,
forced
next
upon us.
What?
Remember when U2 was forced upon
yeah,
us?
Yeah, yeah. We all got it on our phones.
Yeah, we connected on
people
our on our
people were fucking
fans. Jump of Lonely Island. They did a fun spoof of that in Rockstar.
That movie is very funny. Scene.
Very funny.
We both like.
What's
Lonely
that
Island Sandberg.
You've never seen Rockstar?
He's never seen anything.
Oh, it's brilliant. Andy
what
Samberg.
What do I do all day? How do you guys do so much stuff all day? Where you taking so much information?
What do you do? Motorcycle mechanics?
Yes. Yes. I can drive a motorcycle. You guys can't do that.
Do you fix motorcycles?
I would never drive a motorcycle.
Do you fix car bikes and stuff?
I have.
I don't want you on that thing. It's too dangerous,
so
Jordan.
I
don't like the thought of you. I mean
It'll
that.
Be a quick death when I go. They say that. Quick.
Ugh, what does that mean? Oh, that's badass, Jordan.
Well, I won't
cool,
be like paralyzed.
Jordan. It'll be a quick death. Or it'll be a fucking painful you're in a body cast. It's too dangerous. What's the point?
The point
you're
is
not
you
even
can
a guy.
Get everywhere in Brooklyn.
What kind of guy is like, oh, I want to...
It's the cost of the Ubers. It's too much.
Get a bicycle. Or use the fucking electrified city bikes.
That's the same as a motorcycle.
No,
but one
it's
is
not the
cooler.
Same. You can't go fucking 1,000 miles an hour and kill yourself, fall off a bridge.
Oh, the bridges.
The yes. bridge is terrifying.
Yeah, the bridges are scary.
You can fly over the guardrail.
I worry about that with the wind. Sometimes there's quite a bit of wind.
I don't want that for you.
So fun, though.
And we're back. Sorry.
Wow.
How does he do it? You are kind of magic.
You might say I'm a cheetah. But then again.
He knew South Africa.
There's no way.
Be honest with me.
I didn't know you
I watched him get
switch
there.
Back.
No.
Aren't we halfway through?
No, we're not halfway through, but why were we switching back?
I thought we would switch back at halfway.
The halfway was the ad.
Wow. Oh.
We've crossed that bridge, brother.
Okay.
We can switch back.
You don't have
I'm being a dick. No, I was being rude because I don't know. I have to like piss on things and be a dog or something around another dog.
Yeah, everyone needs to have a shtick.
On my own show. On my own show.
On your own dog stage.
Do you have a pill in that ring?
No. It's a horse.
What do you mean a pill?
It looked like it was one of those things where you could turn it and have a like
Ooh,
something in
a
it.
A little bump.
Is that like a raver style?
I used to go to raves.
Did you?
Oh.
You sound
Molly?
The opposite of that kind of guy.
I didn't do any drugs.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You that just sounds went like a nightmare.
The... Yeah.
So you were just watching overdoses
you,
and sexual
such
assaults?
Funny, was that a pun on purpose?
Yes.
What?
A nightmare, because a mare is a horse, and like going out at night?
No, listen, of course it wasn't a pun on purpose.
I
forgot
you're just,
about your
You're
ring.
Supposed to say yay or nay. Right hand.
My dad would be so proud
your dad
of
would love
I was doing
me.
This.
I'll tell you something,
he's
but
about,
yeah, I can make your
dad.
He
would love you more than me. Because I have to do this smut for money.
Why don't you try to do a clean episode?
Where's the smut?
Wait, we're trying to stop doing smut.
Really?
We did smut for 7 years. What if a rabbi was Chinese? We do this crap all the time.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean,
what if a rabbi is
Google
Chinese?
It.
Sounds.
It was very funny.
You would.
The Asian Jew bit was maybe one of my favorites we've ever done.
I don't like when people talk about other races or sexualities.
I only talk about that.
Can't we just all talk about just being whatever it is that we are and not talk about other things?
Yes, let's talk about being white. It is the best.
I don't even identify
as... What's your favorite part of being white?
I don't know what it's like to not be. And all I do know is that, like, that's such a what is it called when it's like your benefit? Like, it's such a benefit. What do people say?
Oh, privilege. They're talking about white privilege.
It's a privilege. Right, you know what I think one of the biggest...
Adam, cut that.
Do you know
what? I'm just kidding.
I got it. Yeah. What I think one of the biggest privileges about what we get to do is this right here. Like, we get to...
That's true. Black people have never podcasted before.
No, not specifically...
And you know why that is? Donald Trump.
I'm being serious.
Who's that?
What do you mean? We get to do this? Everyone does this.
No, but I don't mean we white people.
Oh, I thought we were talking about whites.
What were we talking about?
No, I was talking about privilege.
Oh, for our job?
What a luxury. Hey, they're down. Keep looking. If you go, look a little further. Okay. There you go. There you go. You see
them?
Oh,
yeah,
there
I see it. Tits. I see it. Thank you. Couldn't find them for a minute. I lost them.
That was badass. You made her look at her tits.
Hey. You ever hear this joke? Hey, how do you get Jordan Jensen to look at her tits? Yeah. Have her put her chin down to her chest and look as close down as she can.
Just shove her head down.
Fucking bitch. You
shove
fucking
her
bitch.
Head down.
You fucking
don't,
piece
don't
of shit.
The
you bitch.
No, there's expensive equipment.
I'll buy a new one, dude.
No, you won't.
I'm fucking made of money, dude.
No, you won't.
Let's have a good podcast with just you and
don't
me.
Don't destroy the set.
This is what people want to see. Just
it
you and
be
me.
Way better if the world.
Come on. Lay down, relax.
I'll lay down.
Just laugh at
I'll
us.
I'll lay down.
Way better if the world.
All right, pretend that we're on one of these things where
so
you do your thing.
So what's your favorite thing about pussy?
Neither of you know about pussy.
I know a lot about it.
You give your girlfriend back massages and she wishes you wouldn't.
What?
You give your girlfriend back massages and she wishes that you wouldn't.
It's the opposite.
She?
No, she's always like, my back hurts. Can you please give me a massage? I'm like, sometimes I don't
when
want
you
to.
Touch her.
She's just making this up right now.
I heard her say it.
She's constantly making me fucking give her back massages.
I heard you say it. I heard her say it. What's on the ceiling? That's
my girlfriend did not say that.
Yes, you were on the phone.
You're a lying
with
fucking
me,
piece of shit,
and
Jordan.
And you were talking to me, and I heard her go, stop! And you were like, I'm trying to give you a back massage. And she went, get off me! That's 100% true. I never lie. Not like these two boys. Lying sacks of shit.
You're going to put that on the internet. You're going to put that on the internet.
I already have said it.
You're going to put that on the internet.
It's
and guess what? Guess what? I was on a phone call with my friend Jordan, who's a woman.
That's me.
I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about her or another Jordan?
Her. And she asked for a back massage, which was quite rude, in fact, because I was talking to my friend.
She asked, but then you gave her one, and then
why did she say,
stop?
Do
you think it's inappropriate?
I was half-assing it.
To give a girl
and I was
a
doing,
massage,
like, when you don't really want to squeeze.
If you aren't dating her.
So you're doing kind of this.
Why don't you boys ever want to really squeeze?
I want to have headphones
because
on this show.
Because the front is so heavy, you don't want headphones, but
for a show like this, headphones I really think would help us out.
The front is heavy, so her back is always hurting. So that she's always asking.
She has huge tits. Huge.
Who?
Take both your baseball caps right here.
Your girl?
Put them right here. Huge.
Natural.
It does suck though if her back hurts.
Her back hurts though.
My back hurts and I ain't got no tits. I got tits flatter than my own ass.
Congratulations. Disgusting. Made me want to throw up.
Adam laughed in the back at that. I want you to get that win.
Makes me want to throw up. Anyway, what were you saying?
Adam, come look at my.
You know,
come
Eleanor
look at
Roosevelt
my flat
says
tits.
Nobody can make you throw up without your consent.
That's true. She also said.
Are there weed in here?
No. It's a.
Do you want
regular
any weed?
Candy.
No.
Because I have some Kiva chocolates. This episode is sponsored by.
Shut
Kiva.
The fuck up. No free ads.
If you want to get high, but you want to make sure your high is consistent. Check out Kiva. Go to KivaConvections.com/Tyso to save up to 30% off your order.
Cut the...
It's all I use.
On my show. On my show. Wait. Do you know that Eleanor Roosevelt was also cousins with Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Franklin Delano?
Her husband.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You know what her maiden name was? Because when I had sex with my stepbrother, he was Googling famous people who've had sex with relatives, and she came up.
Do you like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I've jerked off to that scene a million times.
Do girls jerk off?
Yep.
I don't think they do.
I just got sent a vibrator
in the mail. I forget what it's called, but thank you so much, whatever it's called.
Okay. You know what her maiden name was?
Whose?
Jensen.
Eleanor.
Oh.
No.
Roosevelt. She didn't have to change her name in marriage.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It was a different time, though.
Still the time.
Do you want some
Now's
seats?
Now's the time. Yes,
can
please.
You get back, Jordan, we know you're strong enough to lift that. You've done construction.
Not anymore.
What did you do for constructions?
I used to.
She was a carpet muncher. That's what they call
Listen,
it in the
Listen, I'm not gay.
I know you're
you
not.
Guys are both
oh,
more
can I tell
gay
you?
Than
okay.
I am.
I already told this on the last podcast.
So that's a bad, gross thing that God doesn't
no,
like.
No, we're Jewish. We're Jewish. We're,
oh,
we're
you're
like,
just trying to be shocking,
stop,
you two.
Stop. Yeah, because she goes to the cellar, and then she's in this, everyone's, oh, I went there.
Are
anyway.
You, do you do voices?
No. I'm terrible at voices. Okay, Jordan, I told this on the last podcast, but I don't care because
I'm sure you'll show it to us before we leave.
This is a bad gummy.
Whatever, I'll watch your fucking Take Your Shoes Off podcast or whatever the fuck that is.
Well, could, but you when you do, you might think that I am phenomenal.
He's so cute. Anyway, so I went to the cubbyhole, right? Walk in. We're on a double date with lesbians.
Really?
And I'm like, with Robbie and her girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And
the Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
My favorite Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Because she's got a hard case of the borderlines.
What does that mean?
No, cut that too. She's a friend of mine.
What does that mean?
It means...
No, it's stupid. You know what? I apologize for the autistic thing. Because now every girl has borderline personality. Every guy is autistic. It started 3 years ago.
You know, a lot of females are undiagnosed autistic because they do show less obvious and less known traits. But this trope that... autism is a man's thing is really, if you could blow the other way, degrading to the awareness and the tools that are gatekeeping
okay,
a lot
enough of that.
Females.
Cut that too. Do you think Show people from Alaska say they're from the Upper West Side? Do you think people from Maine say they're from the Upper East Side? Do you think people from Florida say they're from the Lower East Side?
Is he fixed San Diego? Do you think he's going to pick San Diego? He's doing states, California.
There's no lower west side in New York City.
But you didn't do lower. There's no lower west side than New York City.
West
no.
West side is,
New York is east of the country.
You think people from San Diego say they're from the West Village?
Nice.
Okay.
I never heard that.
This is what your dad doesn't like.
He doesn't like this dreck.
Sorry.
This gross.
Dreck is fine, but drap isn't?
Dreck is Yiddish. That's a word.
Has he said to you it's Dreck? I think your dad loves
he
you
said
a lot
plenty.
More than
no,
you think.
No, he loves the talk show. He loves it. He's very
yeah,
proud.
But this is a money grab.
Actually,
for
I think
you.
He would like this. Like a fucking that was pretty close to you. And you didn't really say anything.
I aimed it hard.
It was the other way, and also like I got this isn't my space. I kind of set what it is. You guys are gonna do what you do, but when you blow it this way, I know that you didn't remember, so I'm reminding you that's her best attempt. Does that make sense?
I don't care. So,
what do you care about?
We love each other.
Well, you guys kiss.
We actually love each other.
You don't have to kiss.
No, I can't get up that high.
Oh, yeah.
He's 6'7", this guy.
He's very strong.
In his strong hands. Look how big his hands
are. I know about the hands.
Can you palm the ball? Mm-hmm. Have you ever done this, the Jordan poster?
I have a picture of it.
How does it feel? Have you yammed?
Feels like another Wednesday.
What's a yam?
Have you yammed on a 10-footer?
Oh, yeah.
What's a yam?
I've yammed on people.
You've yammed on people?
I've yammed on people.
What? You've yammed?
Do you have a video?
You sweet potato somebody?
I can find you a video.
Really?
You have
a
video?
A yam.
I don't have a video of me yamming on anyone, but I have a video of yamming in game.
In game?
Yeah. It's lower glycemic index than a regular potato.
I would die.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's healthier.
I think it's actually higher. No, than a regular potato, yes.
Sweet potatoes are healthier.
But I think yams actually have more sugar content than a sweet potato.
I would die.
You know, if people just saw your stand-up, they might think you're a regular potato. But once they get to know you, I think they would realize that you kind of are a little bit more of a sweet potato. Yeah. What I mean by that is more expensive and not as good. We'll be right back. And we're back. So while we were gone for the break, Jordan pooped her pants. Now, question, when you poop your pants, do you like to throw your garbage away or do you take the poop out? Hold it, carry it home, and then throw it out a window.
You asked
Got
me.
You.
She poops in her hand and she throws it at people like a baboon.
She pooped in a toilet and she and the
I heard when I was faking like I left the show, I heard. You're disgusting, smart. Jordan.
I'm not.
But we love you. And he busted inside and paid for the plan B, this guy.
No. We just talked. A lot of guys don't realize how much when a person, a woman, or anybody's
Two
hormones are fucked up, how much it really affects their body. And some more than others.
It fucks you up.
But you were going through a hard time.
It was rough.
Yeah.
I bled calamari things for like 2 weeks.
She also ate a lot of calamari, and the stuff she didn't finish, she put back up her cunt. Yes,
yeah. Really? Italian style.
Yes, Italiano. Way mambo Italiano.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap things up.
Do you want to wrap it up by we do a few minutes of just complete sincerity?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, let's drop the act.
Okay.
Jordan, you first. Who's hotter?
Who's hotter? I can't do that. Because I'm not attracted to Jewish men.
No, it's a joke. It's not sincerity. Let's do sincerity. She likes Nazis.
Well, if we're going to be sincere, then let's not put people in positions where they might be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was the joke where you said be sincere, and then I made Jordan uncomfortable. But yes, let's actually be sincere.
Is he explaining to me jokes?
Well, no. Yeah, I had to explain it to you. I had to explain it to you because you pushed back on an obvious. Okay, let's be sincere.
Sincere. I'm hungry.
Okay, sincerely.
No.
We said sincere.
Oops.
I'm
looking into my camera that's not even on. Dude, I'll tell you something.
Have you ever seen her act?
She's hysterical.
She finishes the joke and she goes, I'm hungry. That's like your catchphrase.
Mama hungry.
Is that going to be your first album?
It's not like
Mama
that. I don't say it like that.
H-O-N-G-R-Y.
I don't
Mama
say
hungry.
It like that.
I have some catchphrases.
Let's hear
some cashews? Because I'm hungry.
We have some snacks. I think mice might have gotten
them. Yeah, but we might have to thaw them out. Hey, here's some cashews. Oh, enjoy them. They're a brick of fucking ice.
Well, I feel like it's been an analogy for this episode. We've thawed out a lot of iciness. Okay, sincerity. You go ahead first.
Jordan told me that she was going to be doing this at 6, and I was maybe going to come into the city. She's like, do you want to just come on by? I said, yeah, because... like I said, I get a lot of comments on my podcast saying, oh, Jordan Freeland, if he were funny or stuff like that. Like
Adam people, Freeland is my name.
Oh, Adam.
If you look at the mugs, actually, it's my
Adam,
name's on the
whatever
mug.
Your name is. People would be like, I'm like a better version of you. And I'm like, I kind of want to see who this guy is.
This isn't sincere.
I forgot what we were doing.
Yeah.
Ask me again.
On my own show.
Ask me again.
To me that way. No, you had your chance. Jordan, next.
Sincere.
I was being serious.
You did this?
I have to go to Austin, Texas this weekend.
Good.
But my boy, Santino, is at the
Who's that? What,
Mothership?
Cosa Nostra.
Yes.
He's in the mafia.
That's right.
There's no such thing.
He's a ginger Santino. Have you ever seen that?
It's a stage name.
Yeah. Or is it?
They'd be calculating, you know? You couldn't just say
like
a name.
Louis is the only ginger Latino you can be.
Don't I.
Anyway, I'm going to Austin, and I'm worried he's going to pull on my tickets. Am I plugging or am I being sincere?
Oh, he's playing the same place.
He's playing the place near.
Well, all the fans that are watching this right now are going to go see Jordan
but that already came
in
out.
Austin. It's coming out today.
This comes out today?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave. I'll be sincere. How do I be sincere?
Okay, you're also bad at it.
Yeah, I'm so bad at it.
I'll be at the Gotham City doing Comedy Juice on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Nice.
Great show.
Comedy
you're going to love it.
Check it out.
They're going to love you.
I will be in Washington, D.C. the 24th to the 26th.
You going to the Holocaust Museum?
Bro, that's where I'm staying.
Yes.
Ice cream sandwiches. No, but for the mics, it's going to be loud.
Yeah, I won't
24th
be
24th to the 26th, Washington, D.C. Nick and I... as part of the New York Comedy Festival, will be at Town Hall in November or something. Also, next episode of the Adam Friedland Show is going to be a big one.
Is that the one that you made us watch before we came on?
What did you just say?
Is that one of the ones you made us watch?
What did you say?
Is that one of the ones you made us watch before the podcast?
Yes. Fucking...
What did you just
say? And by the way, you didn't show us a bit. We watched like 25 minutes.
What did you say? The episode's going to be a what?
A banger.
That's not what you said. I'll tell you what you said after you cut.
What did I say?
You said...
I didn't say the N-word.
No, I'll tell you after.
What do you think?
It'll give it away if I tell you what you said.
Well, they already heard it.
No, we're cutting with the guest. Continue.
We're cutting with a guest.
Where you say who?
You went, it's going to be a big one.
A big one. Yeah, okay, that's your clue. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be massive, okay?
They know
guys,
immediately.
Thanks for watching. Guys, really, I appreciate this. I think this was probably the best episode of any podcast of all time.
I think so, too.
I'm pretty sure. I think maybe this is like a podcast.
I think this is...
You know what I heard the other day?
How do you turn these things off? Do you know how you turn these off?
You know what I heard the other day? What do you call three white men in a room?
Podcasting.
A podcast.
Wow.
That's insane.
Really good. Really good.
That's really good.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest for Acme Markets. Spring is in full swing, which means it's time for spring cleaning. Don't worry. We've got everything you need to stock up on spring cleaning essentials because a clean home is a happy home. Shop in-store or online for spring cleaning favorites like Method All-Purpose Cleaner, Swiffer Heavy-Duty Mopping Cloths, Lysol Bathroom Cleaner, Scotch-Brite Sponges, and Clorox Disinfecting Wipes and Save. Offer ends April 22nd. Promotions may vary. Restrictions apply. Visit acmemarkets.com for more details.